Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me throw this. I'm going to throw this at both you guys.
Okay.
Do you like these four teams in the finals? I'll just call it the Final Four, in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. We've got teams that we've never seen for a long, 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 long time in this spot. Or do you actually like the idea of super teams and two or three teams with the best chance of winning it? Or, I mean, do you think people are embracing where the playoffs are right now with these four teams, Dibs?
I think that they would prefer the super team model, but for me, this is kind of a nice breath of fresh air to have different teams, because when we were kids, Steiny, it was Lakers and Celtics virtually every year, then the rise of the bad boy Pistons, and then you had Jordan's six finals in 6 years and all of his championships, and it kind of got a little bit old, quote-unquote, even though Jordan faced a different opponent virtually every year. There was that sense to me of, you know, the same old, same old. The Lakers last year. Enough of the Los Angeles Lakers. And it's partly because I grew up here in NoCal, and we got no love for SoCal. But this year, for me, it's kind of fun to have this fresh look with, you know, four teams that are going to win their first chip, some ever and some in a half a century.
And for me, it's not how I drew, you know, it's not how I drew it up. But the league is in such good hands with a fine balance of older guys that have still got game and youngsters. So when I think of Atlanta, Trae Young is a showman. Trae Young is good. He's a showman, man. He's doing his thing, and I like watching the Hawks. I was rooting for Philly because I could go with Embiid and Simmons forever. I wanted to ride that out with Mark Rivers, but – I look at Milwaukee. They got Giannis. And as much as I criticize him, I can't stop watching him. I look at Phoenix. You got Chris Paul. The example I was talking about, Chris Paul in the later stages. But Devin Booker's a star. And then you got the Clippers. And I'm rooting for PG. I just wish Kawhi was available, but he's not. But still, I like the fact that the Clippers are trying to do something they haven't done ever. So I'm good with it. There's star power still out there for me with these four.
Yeah, I'm all into it. Chris is on the 101. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Hey, so look, I'm gonna piggyback on what Guru just said about the mix of young generation taking over this playoffs. If you notice, the three teams, right, they did great of sticking to their guns and keeping their draft picks. Because look at the Hawks. The Hawks remind me of, don't get me wrong, somewhat of the Warriors. Because you got the two shooters, especially the Obi, as Shaq called him. He was on yesterday, and he kind of played the Klay Thompson role. And we all know what Ice Trey can do, right? But they stuck to their guns, and they drafted well. Same thing with Phoenix. Three of these teams, their three nucleus are draft picks that they stuck with. You could say the same thing with Middleton and Giannis. They didn't break them up, but I like how it is. And the new generation, it seems like, is going to be to the forefront now. Now, I don't know how many of if the Warriors, my Lakers, or teams like that still got it, but the way that the NBA is, especially this playoffs, we're going to remember it as being the injury, a lot of the injury stars being hurt, but the youngsters have taken over, and it's good to see that. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I kind of agree. I'm enjoying Trae Young. I'm enjoying Giannis trying to get over this hump, even though he's essentially a different kind of player. I'm looking forward to seeing Paul George, if he can bounce back from basically getting ridiculed for the last 2 or 3 years. So,
and shout out Boogie Cousins for getting out there and playing in a meaningful game.
I love
you,
Dibs.
Why? Because we were doing the two screens Father's Day yesterday, and I was locked in on the golf, of course, and I was kind of turning to my right to watch the hoop, and I'm like, that big man's got a pretty smooth game, and I kind of got my squint on, hashtag older gentleman eyes. It's Boogie Cousins out there. So good for DeMarcus getting out there and playing meaningful minutes in a meaningful game.
Let me throw this at you real quick. Oh, go ahead, Snotty.
You go.
So let's say KD, LeBron, Steph, and AD didn't play another basketball game. We know that's not going to happen. But what if I read you this list? I just jotted it down during the break. Luka, Giannis, Booker, Young, Randall, Tatum, Zion, Mitchell, Embiid, and Jokic. And what I'm saying in a nutshell is the league is in great hands. And there's some guys that probably could have went on there, but a little older, but they got some, you know, some time left. The league's doing good, and that's why that question you just posed, I'm in it for this Final Four.
Oh, I'm right with you. I got my popcorn, Goo. I absolutely have my popcorn. And hopefully you have yours, because I'm not big on sharing. I mean, popcorn. Here's the thing. I mean, honestly, popcorn, I'll share popcorn. You know what I don't like, though? I don't like the sharing of an appetizer. I don't like that. I mean, you know what? Yeah. If I get enough to get it myself, keep your hands off it.
Like nachos, right? For example.
Come on.
You wouldn't want to share, like, nachos.
Not really, no. Or
calamari. I know you
They're
don't
mine.
Like calamari,
wow,
but
I love it. Mm-hmm.
You know what, calamari, I'm good for the first couple bites, and then I'm done. I'm done with calamari. But the other thing you never do is you never, like, cut a hamburger in half to split it, the pike. Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do with half a hamburger? It's just not enough.
Maybe shed a few lbs, back that up with a garden salad, and call it good?
Now,
that's
this
so
is me,
much easier
Stunning.
Said than done.
Me and
so
the wife just went to dinner. Done. She orders one thing. I order it. Mine comes. So does her. And she wants a piece of mine. Mm. I just want to throw the plate down. Like, just eat yours. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? I got mine. Come on, man. I'm being greedy, but it just bothers me. Just enjoy your meal. Dibs, don't. So I got to give you a piece of mine. You're going to taste it first.
For richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. At lunch and at dinner, till death do us part. That's the way it's been a minute, but that's the way I think they went. Spousal sharing is, unfortunately, Goo, a part of the covenant. So, you know, usually it's discussed prior to the meal. Hey, let's get these two things and split it. You know, can we get a share plate? Right. But if she, you know, if she's going for the scoop and score on Father's Day at that, it may be a yellow card.
We need to fix ourselves. Who am I talking to?
Kyle's running wild on the drops today. Right. Spadoni is out, healthy. What is it? DNP CD, coach's decision.
I think it's it might be stomach flu, something like that.
Or emergency.
Yikes!
You know,
NWT, not with team.
Not with team. Yeah, there you go.
Personal reasons.
Right. Yeah.
We're not gonna go there.
Yeah,
we got you, Spinell. We ain't dropping any dimes on you. Hey, you know what? I was watching the Hawks. You know who Trae Young reminded me of a little bit yesterday? And obviously, there's a comparison to be made with Curry. But you know who else he reminds me of a little bit? Tony Parker. How he can just get to the rim, like, put that stuff up. He just gets you there a little quicker,
I like that. But, and he didn't have the best game. Compliment to him. And he didn't give up, and he did the other things, guys. And that's what was more impressive to me. That's why Philly should be sick. Like, Trae didn't give him the business, Diz, but he stayed with it and did the other things that PG's supposed to do.
Yeah, and to lose at home as a 7-point favorite. I mean, I'm just kind of waiting for Mock Rivers to call in, because I do have questions for Mock about how that happens, you know. It's one thing to lose a series, but you had that one at home, Steiny, and you're 7-point favorites in a game 7, and the other team star had an ordinary kind of afternoon at the office, and yet you still lost that is what's going to sting even more.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I just got a text from Mock Rivers. He's going to join us at about 125, 130. Just needs a little wiggle room. He's aware that we do lock of the day at 120,
yeah.
And he says he knows that sometimes, you know, that'll take 5 or 10 minutes. So he's there for us at our convenience for sure. The one thing I am surprised with today, Dibs, is, I mean, we're 3+ hours into the show, and I don't think you've said the name Kevin Herter, everyone's favorite redhead. And usually you like to shout out a fellow ginger.
Yeah, Red Velvet. He was terrific. And he put the Herter on Philadelphia for sure.
Nice.
I'll give you three.
And a little Ed McMahon on the back end for those of you fellow 80-year-olds. You know, sometimes we don't always try to toot our own horn, toot-de-loo, but Herter, just yet another great performance from a ginger.
And he's got some game to him. You know, he got length. And they try to guard him with Seth. I love you, Seth, but come on. And he kept taking him to that post. Turn that ass around, back him down, start him, bucket, or almost bucket. I love it.
You know, he's our buddy Dana, Kevin Herter's, Dana's least favorite player on the Hawks. He can't stand him, actually.
Why?
Because he is. I mean, he runs hot and cold.
Okay.
He was running hot yesterday. There's no doubt. They don't win that game if he's. I mean, what do you have, 27?
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean,
I like him. Yep.
That ain't bad. Obviously, there's a piece of news for you. All right, this is what we got on the other side, and this is where I have to run down the list because we got a ton. Mock Rivers will be joining us on the other side. He's going to talk about Philly getting beaten a Game 7 at home. Mock Rivers joining us. We're also going to be, of course, giving away some money. It's going to be 18 after the hour. We've got lock of the day coming up. And by the way, I've always told you guys I'm not really a fan of any particular team. And I'll tell you what, yesterday I realized why I never want to be a fan again. It's for suckers. I'll tell you on the other side why you don't ever want to be a fan again.
There's a tease.
I teased the money. Hit it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to Steinie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. You know what time it is? It's 18 after the hour, so it's time to try to give away some money. Hit it. All right, it's the Splash for Cash contest. Here's your chance to win $1,000. Text the code word REWIND to 72881. That's REWIND to 72881. This is brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. This is a multi-state contest. Message and data rates apply. Hope everybody's having a good Monday. I know I am. And, you know, Goo, I didn't mention to the listener or anybody, but I've noticed you've got a winter hat on today with a, what are those things called on the top? A little, what are those called? What are you talking about?
I call it a little cat ball.
It's when you have a beanie on, a winter beanie. Yes, Kyle. Is there a name for it? You know, the little ball, yeah, a little pom-pom on top.
Yeah, I believe it's just called a pom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like got the a little juice. Pom on it. Is there any writing on that hat, too?
No insignia.
Black and
just
silver.
Blue and gray. And I was waiting for you guys to say something. Not that I did it for attention. But what I have been doing, Dan Dibley has me doing my morning runs. And what I'm doing is I'm putting all kind of clothing on during the morning run so I can sweat. And I've been doing it about 7 days. And I got out to shower having a bad hair day. And I didn't want y'all to see it. So I just threw on the beanie. I'll be back tomorrow, though.
That's a great job, Goo. Way to get after it in the morning. Yeah. You know, it's
waves will be swimming tomorrow. The tide will be in.
The waves will be in. Forecasted for some caps. Yeah, on the waves.
So you're basically out there running in the morning like Rocky in Rocky.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Last week it got a little too hot, so I said, "Oh, hold on."
Cool in the
but
game.
Now it's better today. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Goo. You break open 4 raw eggs and you drink them. Now you got my attention. But just a 2-mile run in the morning? Nah. Remember when Rocky did that?
I love it.
Yes, remember when he just broke 4 or 5 raw eggs into a cup and he drank it?
Oh, and people to forget, Rocky used to, I do, he used to collect money and he was a nice guy doing it. He didn't like to do that. Anyway.
No, he was reluctant to break thumbs. All right, you know what time it is. We do this every day, Monday through Friday, about 1:20. We try to win you money. We try to win you money start to finish. It's time for Lock of the Day.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Lock the lady tumor.
That is whack.
You're as cold as ice.
Nice job, boy.
Yeah, so you guys will remember that we left off Friday with Steiny taking over Lock of the Day.
Uh-oh.
Playoff basketball is here, and before you bet on any of the postseason games, you need to check out BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to help you make the smartest possible bets. Visit BetQL.com and use promo code BAY for 20% off. That's 20% off with promo code BAY at BetQL.com. So you guys will remember on Friday, before Game 6 of that Hawks 76ers series, Steiny took the Hawks in Atlanta plus 125 on the money line and the over 221.5. Sterling hit the highlight.
Because you're inside 2 minutes to go. Embiid split the double team, missed the shot, but got the putback, and it's a 3-point game.
I see that was a great move by Embiid.
Oh boy, yeah. Thanks to ESPN for that audio. The where are we at?
It was a loss.
My page shut down. There we go. Fine. So not only did the Hawks not win, the over did not hit. It was a 104-99 win for the 76ers. Steiny drops to 5-4-1 overall. And because he lost right away, we will be handing it off. We will continue the rotation. It'll be dibs. But Steiny, first to you, I mean, you can deal with the Game 6 loss since your Hawks won Game 7.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what John Dickinson uses this phrase a lot, and I like it. Yeah, that's a price of admission. Yeah. Price of admission. I'll lose Friday to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I love it. The emotional hedge.
Look at Dibbers. The pressure.
Yeah. No, Dibs is locked in. Dibs is ready. So, okay. Dibs, why don't you give us your lock of the day? We'll hand it to you now. You are 8-4 going into this new stretch.
Okay, and coming off an 0-1 that cost me the spot in the big seat. And, you know, I've been really hitting quite nicely, actually. John Rahm was a 9-1 win, which was not on the show. And this Belgium under, it's 0-0 right now, late in the second half. That's smelling pretty good, but I'm going back to basics, gentlemen. And yes, you guessed
it. Dibs is the pick in.
Guru, don't jump the cue. I'm going back to basics, and the pick is in. He's pick blocking me, Jim. Back to baseball, because I love baseball betting, and BetQL.com has a couple of five-star games, and I'm not supposed to give this one away on the air, but I'm going to do it, and they can come find me, corporate, because it's the Houston Astros, guys. Seven in a row. Jake Odorizzi on the bump. Watch your language. We're going to lay the run and a half here. Minus 115. Astros at Baltimore. The Astros got to win by two or more. We are taking the Astros and laying the run and a half.
That's a great bet. Yeah, Stani, that's a great bet.
Lock it up.
Well, you know, the Astros are very hot, and Baltimore is not very good, so it makes sense. Baseball's a tough one for me, Dibs. You know what I do? When I bet baseball, I essentially flip a coin.
Yeah.
And I only bet on baseball when I'm at a casino, and I know I can just sit there and watch the game.
This is a fun one. 405 start, and, you know, if you don't watch it, if you don't have the MLB package, it's one of those things where, you know, you're doing your thing with your friends or your close family, and yeah, you pull out the phone for a quick glimpse. Oh, yeah, Houston's up 5-2. Let's go, Astros. Let's go, Altuve. It's kind of something you can watch on the low, so to speak.
I remember TNT used to do, guys, for the playoffs, 40 games in 40 nights. Today is the first time in a long time no playoff game. So my full undivided attention will be on baseball, Steiny.
Okay. Well, and the Giants don't play tonight either.
I hate that.
I know. So there's maybe take a little breather from sports and spend some time with little Daryl.
Coming up today in the notebook, when we roll through the notebooks, Donnie, I'll tell you exactly what you need to be watching tonight from a sports standpoint, because I discovered the next American Olympic phenom over the weekend, but I'll save that for 145. I was blown away by this athlete. Their performance, their personality, and this individual is about to make a huge splash in Tokyo.
Nice.
Man.
You want to get it, Dibs, or
I'm too far away from it. I don't want to get it. Kyle, why don't you pick it up? No?
I'll get it.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Oh, yeah, hey, how's it going, Mark? What's going on? I know. Embiid stunk. It was terrible. I know. You'd expect more from Tobias Harris. At least Ben Simmons helped you. All right. Dibs, it's Mark Rivers. His team fresh off a sweep. Not a sweep. His team fresh off a Game 7 loss. Sorry. First of all, Mark, just how tough was that last night to drop a Game 7 and know you're not going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I got to tell you guys, you know it hurts. We're all devastated here in Philly. And, you know, I've just been preaching to everybody there's always next year, and hopefully I'll be here. But nobody's talking about the Thibault play, the foul. That killed us.
Mark, do you feel at all responsible or some kind of way after having now lost a 29th elimination type of game?
You know what? I don't like that question, Dibs. I just don't, because I can't shoot the ball for the guy. I can draw up the play. I can do it all, but they got to go out and shoot. Mainly Ben. I was telling Ben, shoot the ball. But, hey, you want to cite my record and you feel good doing that, that's fine. I don't think it had anything to do with yesterday's defeat.
Joined by Mark Rivers, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, his 76ers dropped a 4-3 seven-game classic. Listen, I'm obviously not in your locker room, Mock, but I think it's obvious that your two stars, and some would now argue whether Ben Simmons is a star, but for the sake of this argument, it doesn't seem like they get along. What's the relationship like between Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid?
That just bothers me. It's like a great TV show. They're friends. What do you mean they don't get along? That had nothing to do with the outcome of the game in the series. It just didn't. These guys have been playing together for years, and we've had success. I let the team down, and if you guys want to cite my record, do it. but that had nothing to do with it. I'm just tired of hearing that narrative that Ben and Embiid don't like each other. What would make you say that?
Mark, I know your time is precious, and you probably got to get going pretty soon, but your former team, the Clippers, have advanced further than they ever have with you. Are you rooting against your former team? Because this can't be a great reflection on you, can it, Coach Mock?
Hey, look, Ballmer was great to me, and I'm rooting for everything in Los Angeles, so I'm happy to see the Clippers do what they're doing. I'm just worried about our team. And, guys, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year. Let's put the rat on the table. I could be out of a job again. Hopefully that's not the case. And, you know, I'm catching heat what I said about Ben Simmons and can he be the point guard to lead a good team. I don't know, but I'm hurt. And you guys have been pretty good to me this season. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mock, and really appreciate it. And good luck this offseason and next season. Mock Rivers, ladies and gentlemen. I've noticed, Goo, you don't like to jump in on those questions for Mock. I appreciate you just, you know, letting Dibley and I handle that.
Yeah, Mock has run his course, but I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, it's a good run, though. It's a good run. Hopefully he can land on his feet somewhere for our sake, if for no
other reason. I was hoping, Dibs, and I can try this, is maybe Mock would be willing to come on with us, just periodically throughout the Eastern Conference Finals and the Western Conference Finals and then the Finals, maybe like a little 2-3 week contract where, he can give us his first-person insights.
Anything you need, Steiny, I'll be there for you. Just let me know.
Bonus
anything you need. Great. Yeah, all right.
He's nice.
He hung up. All right. Hey, by the way, so I was thinking about this, basketball-wise, and I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how Guru does it. So I was thinking yesterday, there's been 4 basketball teams that I've rooted for in my entire life. One was Reading High School basketball when I was a kid, and they had a great program in Pennsylvania. Then the other was the Boston Celtics with Larry Bird. I just love Bird, love the Celtics, really got into the, rooting for them. Then We Believe, the We Believe team. I was just, I rooted for them because I was, kind of on the periphery then and liked the personalities, and they were shocking the world. And so now, of course, I got some guys that work for the Hawks, so I'm rooting for the Hawks and have been. But I don't want to be a fan. You can't watch a game right. You can't watch. I got to watch a game without any personal feelings at all. I don't know how you guys do it, especially Guru. How do you live and die with every game? And like, oh, man, if they win. It's just, I'm just so used to watching a game and being like, all right, good win for the Warriors. I thought Steph played pretty well.
Yeah. I hate to have to remind you, so the Warriors weren't playing, so I was Chevy Chase, vacation. I mean, I'm rooting for players, and there it is, but the Warriors weren't there, so nothing would hurt in regard to the outcome. But, Dibs, I do root for James Harden. And when it's all said and done, offensively, and I think he's the creator of the step back daddy, I think he's one of the greatest guys to ever do it at his size, and I was hoping he would get a shot at a ring. But other than that, I'm still excited about these 4 teams being able to get it. But to answer your question, Stan, if it ain't the home team, it don't count. So they're not playing. So I wouldn't hurt.
That's partly why I'm sure that you got action on games, Goob, because you want that thrill. I don't want to just watch Russia v. Denmark and, just have it be on in the background and not have the emotional highs and lows. Knowing that I played the draw and Russia pulled one back from the penalty spot got me a little adrenalized. It's a little exciting with 15 or so minutes to go. And so I know what you're saying, Steiny. It's heartbreaking. If you're a 76er fan, you woke up and you're heartbroken because you realize you had the better team, or you, at least on paper, you did. You had the Game 7 at home. You were heavy favorites, and yet you couldn't get it done. It's heartbreaking, but the euphoria of the wins, and I've been a Warrior fan. It's really the only team that I would say I'm still a fan of. This business kind of drains it out of you in large part, but being in not one but 2 championship parades for the Golden State Warriors through downtown Oakland, that's a memory I will never forget. It was one of the more incredible moments of my sporting life.
And you did it, not to cut you off, dude. Yeah. You did it multiple times. It wasn't just one parade.
Yeah, and the second one
became a staple.
Yeah, you started to block it off in your calendar, and then Toronto happened. It's like, I wonder when the parade's going to be this year, because I got to make sure, make sure X, Y, and Z are all checked off in advance. You kind of took it for granted. Now we're begging for a playoff series. Right. You know?
Yeah, as far as Milwaukee and Brooklyn goes, I had mixed feelings. Because I like Durant. I should say I don't dislike Durant, and he's just incredible. I mean, he's an incredible player. But in order to root for Kevin Durant, then he's going to bring Harden along with him. And I'm not a great fan. I'm not a big fan of James Harden. In fact, Goo, how can you be a big fan of a guy who was just out of shape, noticeably out of shape, and was noticeably out of shape all season long? In fact, it might have led to him getting hurt. Then he gets hurt. He comes back. He's still out of shape. That one kind of surprises me because I thought
let's put the rat on the okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Let's put the rat on the table. Yeah. This guy has always been big boned and looked like he was out of shape. You know, his whole career. And it adds to the marvel that I get watching him do what he does on a daily basis. I know and understand, but I don't believe that's why the hammy blue dibs. He just has a bad body. Some guys got the Giannis, Terrell Owens, and some guys have what Harden has. And to his credit, he has done what he's done with it. But for the hammy to go, that hurt for me because I thought it was wide open. I thought he was going to get a ring. I think he deserves. And Kevin Durant, I'll say this, watching that game Saturday and my wife was with me, we had company. Life and sports can be cruel. Kevin Durant deserved better. He was sending a message, and somehow the game went OT, and he was on the losing end. Dibs, I felt like that was my cousin or brother, Kevin Durant. I felt that bad for how could this happen? He was phenomenal, and it ends with the air ball.
Color what goes down as one of the great playoff performances of his time. It is, yeah, but that was just the end of it. I would be more apt to remember the shot that he hits to force overtime. Toes on the line, long two, notwithstanding. Yes. An incredible play, and just a clutch shot, and you know, one for the ages.
Yes, one for the ages, Dibs.
But, you know, unfortunately,
looks like there may be a lot of one for the ages in a lot of different sports also.
It's big moments across the board.
Well,
and that's
something?
The nature of it, Goo. I mean, and yeah. I was watching it too. And honestly, I was rooting for Milwaukee because I'm not a James Harden fan. I don't love Kyrie. And KD, yeah. I'm conflicted about KD. I might be the most conflicted about him as any athlete ever because I love his game, but I don't love his off the court exchanges with the media. So I was kind of hoping for Milwaukee in that game, but you know, not everyone's going to win a chip. It's only one team gets to win it. So I think too often we look at what happened to Brooklyn as a quote failure because they didn't get it done instead of looking at KD and an unbelievable performance.
And I'll say this, I'm right there on that same train about his personality, but this is the biggest compliment I could pay Kevin Durant, Steiny. On the basketball court, he made me root for him because I respect greatness, but I got to throw in this guy's name. And I'm Mr. Timeout. I've been that way this whole playoff series, and I understand the dynamics. Sometimes you don't call one. But Dibs touched about it, and we didn't talk about it much. The dude played 50,000 minutes. Why wouldn't you call one so he could just get a breather, Steiny, so when he does get this shot, maybe he's not gasping? Where I'm going is, what grade would you give Steve Nash? Was he just a scholarship coach, or did you see anything to where his staple was on that series or the fact that they got there? Where are you two with Nash and the job he did? Because I was mad right when the game was over that he kept that timeout from nothing more than giving KD a breather.
I don't know. I got to see more.
Right?
Okay. I got to see more and not
the great author Seymour Butts.
Not Richard Seymour Hoffman, yeah. But just I got to see more. Like, he has no Kyrie Irving, and James Harden's clearly not 100%.
Okay.
Like, that's the other thing. I mean, we have to realize that
it's real.
Every team's had somebody hurt. Like, you know, is it fair to say, well, Denver didn't get it done? Well, no, they didn't. And they also didn't have a guy who was averaging 25 points in their backcourt. Is it fair to say the Clippers, if they lose to the Suns, they didn't get it done? Well, I mean, there's no Kawhi Leonard. So that's why I kind of think this year's an outlier. And as for that timeout, you know, different teams do different things. You know, some teams have kind of a rule or an unwritten rule that if you get the rebound with 8 or more seconds left, you go without the timeout. If it's 7 or fewer, then you call timeout. There's no doubt he was tired. But that's the other thing, Dibs, that I think is amazing is Kevin Durant was incredible for 48 minutes, and then he couldn't make a shot. And Drew Holiday couldn't make a shot for 48 minutes, and then he makes big play after big play. It's,
right.
It's kind of the nature of the game sometimes.
Oh. Yeah, and it's part of it, too, is that Kevin Durant and all these stars in our league, they don't play more than 36 minutes a night, especially Brooklyn, where KD, he didn't probably have the greatest wind anyway because he was hurt off and on, and even when he wasn't, they were blowing teams out, or he was just playing 34 minutes. So you get into the 53-minute deep water.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, his legs are tired. And I'm not saying that a 2-minute timeout totally rejuvenates him back to 100% freshness, but he would be less tired having had 2 to 3 minutes to catch his breath than he was being, you know, immediately asked to hit another game winner after he thought he hit a game winner with his toes on the line.
Yeah, well, and it—I mean, what do you think? It was 2 inches that shot, 2 less inches, and it's a 3-pointer, and they win.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah,
that game would, of inches. I mean,
he said that his big feet was the reason for it, but that's just wow.
Maybe if he's 6'11" instead of 6'13", you know, they win.
What would we be saying now had that been a three? Or are you two just real quick here? Is he the best player in our game? I'm not ready to give him that. I know LeBron is still in the weeds. And if you ask me who's winning next year's finals, I'm going Lakers, Nets, Dibs. I want it to be the Warriors, but that's how much injury has clouded what I've seen to where I can step back and say Brooklyn healthy, still that problem. LA healthy, still that problem.
If you have a 1-year NBA draft, so let's just say you redrafted the NBA every single year. Coming off of this season,
I like this.
With the Guru's Gremlins, you get the first pick in the draft. Who are you taking, Goo? Hello?
I'm going Kevin Durant.
Okay. And I think that's kind of making Steiny's point because I would make the same pick if I had – again, it's a 1-year draft. At the end of next season, you redraft everybody all over again.
Oh,
who would
okay.
you take, Steiny?
I would take Kevin Durant still. I would.
Yeah.
Now, you know, then if we got into the, well, you're starting a team and age is a factor, then I'd probably go somewhere else. But
yeah, I was just saying that the scenario is you're starting a team, but it's only a 1-year thing.
Right.
You know,
I would
like
take
when
KD.
I did Pirate basketball camp at the now defunct Drake High School. And every day after Monday, the coaches would do a draft. But you're only on that coach's team for a week. You come back next week for the camp. You're on an entirely new team. Yeah, that's where I played for Steve Lavin, Goo.
I like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lav was my coach. Cap Lavin, of course, his father, the late legend Cap Lavin. Also played for Jimmy Saya, who was on Coach Bibby's staff at USC and a great JUCO coach. My coaches at basketball camp, you'd figure I would have gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, Steve Lavin, he's got great hair.
Yeah.
He really does have.
And he did back then, too. I think it was 1981 when he was my coach.
Yeah, KD. I would take KD. I don't think many people would not take KD. Who would? I mean, if 1 year and 1 year only, who are the other options? I guess Curry, maybe? LeBron?
Why not LeBron? Okay, that's where I was going. Unless
I was kind of trying to bait you into that, Goo. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, and that's why for the 1 year, too. I mean, if we're redrafting to build a team, LeBron may not go in the top 8, quite
frankly. I understand that, right. He's past that, yeah.
I mean, that'd be another interesting convo as far as where would LeBron go in a, okay, you're just redrafting, but you get to keep the guys you draft, you know, not for more than just 1 year. I think KD still might be number one thinking, okay, we get 3 to 5 years of KD. He still might go number one, but LeBron in the 1 year scenario is a top 5 pick for sure, but in the long-term scenario, he slides toward the bottom of the top 10, I think.
Yeah. Damn, and here's one for Goo and you, Dibs. Probably wouldn't have asked it 2 years ago. Luka or Trae Young?
Man,
I'm still going. It's a thing, and Atlanta hadn't messed up like a lot of people say, but I'm going Luka. I'm still going Luka.
All right.
Yeah, I'd still would go Luka, but if I'm Travis Schlenk, friend of the program, well, former friend of the program, now just a friend of yours after we gave him the Heisman, not the trophy, but the stiff arm, I think that almost no matter what happens, he's been vindicated for the controversial draft day trade. I mean, even if Luka goes on to be what Luka has shown he could be, Trae Young's a legitimate player in this league, and they got that additional pick that turned into, what, Cam Reddish, Steiny?
Wow. Yeah. Who's been hurt a lot of this second half of the year.
Yeah.
707 saying Kawhi they would take. That's still legit. I think for 1 year, I don't have a problem with that, with Kawhi Leonard.
Man, the one-year draft, I like that.
They haven't announced it, but the assumption is he's out for the rest of the playoffs, Kawhi, correct?
Yeah, but they're acting like things could change. I'm like, oh, okay. And B did it. I don't know the severity of it, but I'm holding out hope, Dibs. What do they call them? The machine may come back.
Yeah, the claw, the machine. It just depends on which of the CLs he hurt. If it's the MCL, it's different than the ACL. And there was whispers right away that it could be an ACL injury. I don't know. If it was a complete tear, you would know it and he'd be off to surgery. But maybe it's a partial tear, or, you know, if we're talking about the UCL or the PCL, those are different ball games as well. The posterior collateral and not the ulna collateral, but you get where I'm going with it. So depending on the knee injury and the severity of it, but I would expect that he would be out for the whole playoffs. But until they rule it out, you can always hold out hope, I guess.
And we have to learn about Chris Paul, whether he's going to be able to play tomorrow or not, or he's looking like he'll be out. Like he's still
last
up in
I saw, I thought he was out for sure. I don't. That could be. You got to get two negative tests in a row.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he's back, just because it feels like he's already been out for 5 or 6 days, which he has. All right, it's that time, guys. What do you say we open up our notebooks?
Now it's time to empty Steiny's notebook.
Well, that's what we do. We fight. You tell me when I'm being an arrogant son of a bitch, and I tell you when you're being a pain in the ass.
Please.
Which you are, 99% of the time.
My bad.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
Jimmy.
Yikes.
Here's what we missed throughout the show.
All right. Today is the first day, guys, that the rules are going to be enforced on the sticky stuff in Major League Baseball. So any pitcher to have been found with a sticky substance or using a sticky substance, 10-game suspension is coming with pay. But nevertheless, Guru, do you anticipate we're going to see some penalties and some ramifications?
I do. I just hate the fact that they're going to get paid and it's only 10 games, but it's the shame game, basically. So who's going to be the first person we see get popped? I hate that that's what I'm looking at, Diz, but there's going to be some guys getting popped for these infractions. And I got to tell you, I got my popcorn ready to see how frequent or infrequent it's going to be.
And the second piece of this, unfortunately, is some batter is going to get hit by pitch above the waist, maybe in the head and neck area, and that pitcher is going to blame the inability to get enough grip on the ball as the reason for that player being hit by a pitch. I mean, that is going to happen maybe as soon as, you know, the enforcement. And also, Steiny, we're going to see some benches clearing incidents if something like this happens, because pitchers are going to be frustrated, and batters who are already getting hit by pitch at a record rate, tensions are going to boil up, especially if pitchers don't feel like they can control the ball. It's like, I'm throwing 99. What do you want me to do? I can't control it. Sorry.
Right. Wow. Anybody?
I got one for you just real quick. And I was teasing it earlier because this is an athlete you have to see to believe. Her name, Sha'Carri Richardson. She's the fastest woman in America. Goose, she ran the 100 over the weekend at the U.S. qualifying. She ran a 10-8, but that doesn't tell the whole story. She's 5'1". She's got this blonde red weave that explodes off the top of her petite head. She's got the longest fingernails you'll ever see. She is
Flojo almost.
She is fun. Oh, and when you see the interviews from this young lady, just turned 21, from Dallas, Texas, by way of LSU. She is the new American superstar. She runs in the 200 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Remember the name, Sha'Carri Richardson.
Wow.
She is an absolute blast to watch.
I'm a YouTube Steiny and Dibs right when we're off, and I got one for you guys. I owe both of you an apology, Steiny and Dibs. You said the Sons in Four guy, the fight, people were going to try to duplicate that or do it like we saw the fan behavior. And lo and behold, I don't know if you guys saw it yesterday, there was a fight, and fights do happen in events, between the Suns and Clipper fan, and this one got out of hand. But as I watched it, I thought of my two comrades, like, this is what they said people were going to try to reincarnate, and it wasn't even a real fight to me. It was copycats just trying to get 15 minutes of fame, and it's sad. So you guys were right, and I just wanted to shout you out for that, unfortunately.
Man.
I've never understood fighting at a game, man. Especially. I mean, apparently the Suns in Four guy got beer poured on him, and that's what started it. I mean, you just can't do that. You can't pour beer on somebody's head and not expect some kind of reaction. Hey, here's another item. Doc Rivers said that the Sixers have a plan for Ben Simmons in the offseason on how he needs to work on some things. Obviously, it's probably his shooting. There's no way they're bringing Ben Simmons back to Philly, is there?
I would hope not. And for Ben's sake, I would hope he would not want to be there. If he does remain there, Dibs, I don't think he never can get and reach his full potential. But, Doc, you are a problem, too. You are Collapse City. Not Lob City, Collapse City.
Okay. Did you see the ruling by the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Man.
Let me surmise.
Please explain, Roxy voice.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just had the, oh, no. Oh, boy.
Looking for your SCOTUS, Steiny. Basically, the NCAA lost. They lost on appeal. And they got up to the Supreme Court, and it was a 9-0 verdict. Every justice agreeing, maybe for the first time in this court's history, as the NCAA, it looks like this is going to clear the way for college athletes to be paid in some way, and this all stems from the O'Bannon lawsuit about their likenesses being used without their consent and not being recompensated.
Yes.
What took
and
so
that
long?
Means
thank you.
The NCAA got beat like a drum, and things are about to change, probably in a big way. They may take a little while, but things are going to change. Dibs, did you hear that Manchester City is preparing $100 million offer to sign Harry Kane?
Yeah, you're stealing from my notebook. You're going back to back and pulling. You're going into my bailiwick. Not only are you going two straight stories, which is offensive in and of itself, you're going back to back on me, but now you're cherry picking my beloved football and erroneously reporting $139 million, goo. $139 million. Tottenham Hotspurs, they're in real trouble. Manchester City, the real deal. $139 million to kick a ball around a grass field.
Wow. Damn. Yeah, Dibs, I didn't know you had that item, and I just started scrolling down on ESPN's live feed.
Yeah.
And who's how long's Euro 2020 running these days?
Well, by this weekend, we'll be into the knockout stages. Denmark just beat Russia 4-1. Belgium with a 2-0 win over Finland. After we get through a few more days, then we'll get into the knockout stages. 16 teams, one eventual winner. That's when you get into the really good games.
By the way, I forgot to mention this. James Harden,
nice.
Kevin Durant, and Bam Adebayo have said, yes, we want to play in the Olympics. That's an upset, James Harden. What's James Harden want? What does he want?
Go to the gym and get slim
And you want to go, well, maybe playing he can get slim. Maybe the hammy ain't as bad. I was giving him a pass, but that tells me it ain't as bad as we thought it was. You got to lose some LBSs, James.
Yeah, get in there and one eat last some time, hamachi, Steph- little sushi, and, you know, maybe that'll help him.
Yeah, and one last time, Steph Curry reporting, from Sham Sharani reporting, Steph Curry will not play in the playoffs this year. All right, good show today. Had a lot of fun. Damon Ratto and Kolsky are coming up next. Don't forget tomorrow, the NBA draft lottery. Rick Welts with the Morning Roast. Mike Dunleavy Jr. with us. Have a great day, everybody.
Tomorrow at 8 a.m., Warriors president and COO Rick Welts is live in studio with the Morning Roast.
Oh, yeah.
To get you ready for the NBA Draft Lottery.
The fourth pick in the NBA Draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.